Good morning. Had something happen that I don't know if it's ever happened to me before, but I just found out this morning I was a speaker when I come walking in. So we had to run home and find some stuff, and hopefully it'll be edifying to you guys, and you'll be uplifted by what we have to say today. This morning, for a little bit, we're going to talk about the two sides of blessings, riches, and treasures. The world today has a very big misconception of what that is. Our world today doesn't really know what it means, know or understand what it means by these words. Doesn't know what it means by real true blessings, real true riches, and real true treasures. They don't know what they consist of. They think they do, but they really don't in God's eyes. They don't know what they look like. They don't know how good they can make them feel. And they don't know how happy they really could be. So we're basically going to compare the world to God today, to the way God thinks and the way what we have going for us as Christians. In 1 Timothy 6 and 10, it tells us, The love of money is the root of all evil. In our world today, we can see the love of money and greed all around us. The love of money or greed determines what the world thinks about their blessings, their riches, and their treasures. The love of money rules those in the world today. And we have to be careful that it doesn't creep into our own lives, which, if you really think about it, and if you go back and think about everything you've purchased, everything you have, and it may have entered in just a twinge in our lives. You know, the love of money is in our many things today. It's in our government. It's in our both federal and state government. It's in taxes. It's in our workplace, especially those who have jobs who are from bigger companies. It's in our sports. We can see all these players that are paid millions of dollars. And we can see the greed there. It's in the stuff that we buy. You can see how much the price keeps going up, how much things, they keep trying to get more money out of us by the things that we purchase. It's in our homes. The values are going up there as far as the cost and so on. And it's even in some of the churches that are out there today. You can see some of the things that are overvalued and the things that are spent in those places. You can see by what we buy and what we see in the world today that the love of money and greed is out there. It's out there every day if we just look for it. I'm not saying that we should look for it to try to be that way, but I'm saying it's definitely there if you just want to look for it. In the world, the thinking is if we just have more stuff, if we have more money, we're going to have more blessings, we're going to have more treasures, we're going to have more riches. Stuff is the most important to the world. They just don't understand the way God thinks. They just don't understand how much greater it could be for them if they would think as well as if they would think as God thinks and become a Christian. You know, the love of money is the devil's biggest tool that he uses today, one of his biggest tools. That's how he keeps a firm grip on the world today. There's many things that he can throw in front of them or entice them by, and he constantly tries to do that to us, doesn't he? To try to give a grip on us and try to keep a grip on the world. If he can just keep them focused on money, if he can just get us focused on money, then he can have a complete avenue for control on our lives and their lives. As long as we think money is the greatest love that we have, it is truly the greatest evil. The devil has control on those who think that way. And the sad part of it is if our country fails, which unfortunately it's going that direction, if it does fail, one of the biggest factors is going to be greed and the love of money. That will have a lot to do with it if that does happen. It's going really well today. If you hold on. Okay, don't have my Bible. Interesting. And we find in Proverbs the 28th chapter and the 22nd verse, it talks about those who are living for riches. Those who love money. Those who want stuff, as we talked about before. Find that in Proverbs 28 and 22. In Matthew 6 and 19, it also talks about the love of money and riches. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Matthew 6 and 19. Can only get better, right? Matthew 6 and 19. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So here it tells us that the important things are not here on earth, but our treasures are in heaven. Because as our treasures here on earth, it says here that they're corrupted, and thieves can break through and steal them. We're going to get into verse 20 here, and we'll continue on that here in a minute. We've heard it talked about those who have won the lottery and how that sometimes they wished afterwards that they never would because of all the people that are after their money, the greed of people to try to get that from them and all the problems that they have because of it. And that all fits into this about the love of money. God also warns us about greed in 1 Timothy 6, 17 through 19. First Timothy 6, 17 through 19. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. They that do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may hold on eternal life. Very good set of verses here about God telling us to stay away from riches in this world. Stay away from those who think that's everything and trust in the living God who giveth us all things richly to enjoy so that we can lay up for ourselves a treasure in heaven, a good foundation in a time to come. So why does the love of money control people of the world? Mainly because they don't put God first. They don't put their trust in God and in the church. In Matthew 6:33 it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Also, it's because they don't obey and don't study God's word. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Matthew 6, 20, there's the verses we just talked about, Matthew 6, 20 and 21. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where our treasure is, that's where our heart will be also. If our treasure is on earthly things, that's where our heart's going to be. If it's on spiritual things, that's where our heart's going to be. You know, God gives us many riches, many blessings, many treasures as Christians. He gives them to us through what we just commemorated, through Christ and his death on the cross. These treasures and blessings and riches are much greater than what the earth thinks, than the value that the earth puts on the things that they think are so important. They're so much more important than that, and they can do so many things for us. We get these through Christ and the church. Did you know that we're constantly singing songs in our songbooks about riches, blessings, and treasures? that were given to us through Christ. And I'd like to look at some of these. I think they can say some of these words even more clearly than I can. First one I'd like to look, and these will all be out of the red book, and I know there's other ones too, but that's just the one I chose here. First entitled, Fadeless Treasures. And it's interesting how it comes from Matthew 6 and 20, where it talks about where moth or rust doth corrupt. And it says, though I'm but a pilgrim, my fortune is great. I'm heir to a vast and eternal estate. I've riches untold, which in heaven await, treasures which never can fade. Though few be the treasures which here I can claim, and small be my interest in honor or fame, I've riches untold, I've riches in glory through Jesus your name, treasures which never can fade. Though here I may tarry to suffer and need, meet selfish endeavor and battle for greed. I'm laying up treasures in thought and in deed, treasures which never can fade. I'm telling it out so that others may share the blessings of treasures laid up over there. This blessings of which there's enough and to spare, treasures which never can fade. Treasures have I which never can fade, safe and secure in heaven I've laid. There neither moth nor rust can destroy, so now I am happy, my soul sings for joy. That's a very good song we sang many times, talking about treasures that never can fade. Truly, as Christians, we should be very thankful that we have this from God. The page next to it talks about riches of love. And it says, the treasures of earth are not mine. I hold not its silver or gold. But a treasure far greater is mine. I have riches of value untold. The treasures of earth must all fail. Its riches and honor decay. But the riches of love that are mine, even death cannot take them away. Compared with the riches of love, the wealth of the world is but dross. I will seek but Christ Jesus to win, and for him I count all things but loss. Come take of the riches of Christ, exhaustless and free is the store. Of its wonderful fullness receive, till you hunger and thirst evermore. Oh, the depth of the riches of love in Christ Jesus, far better than gold or wealth untold, are the riches of love in Christ Jesus. The riches of love in Christ Jesus are greater than any wealth we can find on earth, far better than gold or wealth untold. Number 448 talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, wealth that can never be told. Riches exhaustless of mercy and grace, precious, more precious than gold. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who shall their greatness declare? Jewels whose luster our lives may adorn, pearls that the poorest may wear. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, freely they flow, making the souls of the faithful and true happy wherever they go. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who would not gladly endure trials, afflictions, and crosses on earth, riches like these to secure. Precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold. Unsearchable riches of Christ, exhaustless true riches of mercy and grace. Riches that make our souls have unnameable wealth. They make the souls of the faithful and those who are true to God happy wherever they go. In Ephesians 1 and 3 it says, pray without ceasing. Ephesians 1 and 3 doesn't say that. It's 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. Pray without ceasing. This is a wonderful gift that God gives to us, a wonderful blessing that he gives to us, because this is how we can communicate with him. This is how we can talk to him, and this is how we can receive blessings from him. And the greatest blessing that we have is the hope of heaven. It talks about in number 444, where it talks about, where it says, sing to me in heaven. Sing to me of heaven. Sing that song of peace. From the toils that bind me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing so. Showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven as I walk alone, dreaming of the comrades that so long have gone. In a fair region among the angel throne, they are happy as they sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven tenderly and low, till the shadows o'er me rise and swiftly go. When my heart is weary, when the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing the sweetest song of all. The last one I'd like to look at is number 440, where it talks about the crown of righteousness. I'm thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goeth down. If I'll only be true and for Christ take my stand, then I'll be given a righteous crown. In the strength of the Lord, let me labor and pray. Let me watch as a winner of souls. And I'll strive to be faithful to Christ every day, sing his praise like the sea billow rolls. Oh, what joy it will be when his face I behold, living gems at his feet to lay down. If he say unto me at that city of gold, enter in and receive a life crown. Yes, there will be a life crown up in heaven for me. When at evening sun goeth down, when I wake with the blessed in the mansions of rest, there to be given a righteous crown. This is what it's all about for us, to receive the righteous crown at the end of our days, at the end of the judgment day. What we just talked about in these songs and what we addressed before is talking about the true blessings that we have as Christians, the true riches that we have as Christians, and the true treasures we have as Christians that we can receive from God. When we're in the world, when we haven't accepted Christ and we haven't taken the steps of salvation, we can receive some things, but we're not going to receive the true happiness. We're not going to receive the true blessings that we're talking about here. We're not going to receive the treasure of heaven in the end. So we're going to offer a gospel invitation at this time to anyone who has not become a member of Christ Church, who have not taken the steps of salvation, or who have failed and would like to make that right. We're going to ask you to come forward at this time as we stand and sing the invitation number.